I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. So let us say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Been on a very beautiful and wonderful journey the couple of weeks in this month of October. Even in September, we began. We have been looking at how we can grow onto spiritual maturity. And we have studied what it means to be spiritually matured. How many of you have been blessed these past weeks? We want to build up even this morning. Amen. So we have seen that spiritual maturity is basically the full development or your holistic development mentally, spiritually, emotionally, every aspect of you, psychologically. Your full development, your holistic development into the image, the person, the character of our Lord Jesus Christ. That means until you arrive at the point where you look exactly like Jesus, where you behave like Jesus. We explain that it's not about tongue talking. It is not about casting out devils. It is not about spiritual giftings. It is not about physical age. It is not about gray hair or no gray hair. It is not about the longevity you have been in church. Or when you claim to have become born again. It has to do with your full development into the image of Christ. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Now, we have also explained that when we talk about spiritual maturity, you go through, when someone is growing spiritually, you go through stages just like it is in the physical. We said the first stage is what is the babyhood stage. Everybody say babyhood stage. We also explained that the second stage is the childhood stage. And then when you leave the childhood stage, you now enter into the adulthood stage, where you become an adult. And even at the adulthood stage, there is still growth that is required, that you continue to grow. That's why we have young adults, we have old adults, we have very old adults, on and on and on. And I said, it is until Jesus comes that our process of maturity will come to an end. Because the Bible says that when we see him, we shall be exactly like him. So the day that Jesus appears, we would have completed our maturity process. But until Jesus comes, we still have room for improvement. So announce to that beautiful soul by your side, tell him you still have room for improvement. Tell him you still have room for improvement. Tell him you still have room to improve. Clap your two hands together for Jesus. So there is nothing like me, I've grown in the Lord, I've grown. There's nothing like that. Because for every level you are, there is more room for growth.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Is that a beautiful thing to know?
So
now, how, and then I think last week, I mentioned three things. Last week, God took me into certain areas, even though it has to still do with with adulthood. God took us through Galatians chapter 4 verse 1, where he explained to us why it's so important for us to mature. Because the truth of the matter is that your whole inheritance and entitlement is dependent on your maturity. The Bible says that a child, as long as you remain a baby, or as long as a heir, as long as you remain a child, you will not be different from someone who is a slave. Because they will choose the dress you have to wear. They will show you when to sleep, when to wake up, when you even want to play. They will put you at their back. They will not get make you have freedom. When you are a baby, you will still be treated like as if you don't have a say, you don't have a right. Because you are, but when you grow up, that is when you can enjoy the wealth. That is when you can enjoy the properties. That is when you can take over everything that your father owns and wants to give to you. But as long as you are a child, one old uncle will be taking care of it for you. And by the time you grow up, he has changed their names on every other thing. Say mercy, Lord. So tell somebody about you can't afford to remain a child in the Lord. Tell him you can't continue to be at this level. Are you preaching with me? I tell the person. You can't continue to be at this level. You must grow. Tell him grow. Grow spiritually. Grow out of offenses. Grow out of anger. Grow out of worldliness. Grow out of wee on yourself and poo on yourself. All the things you do that disgraces Jesus. Those are the wee-wees and the poo-poos. The things that they are part of life. I know your parents are embarrassed when you do them in the car. You do them around. They are the sins that you are not supposed to be committing. Those are the things that characterizes childhood and babyhood. I will say there are three things about adulthood. We said when someone grows into adulthood, we said the first thing is that he has love for the meat of the word of God. Strong word of God. They appreciate hard truth. When you teach them the word of God, they don't get offended. When you correct them, they don't get offended. When you direct them, they don't get offended. Bible says in Ephesians 4, we have done all this, okay? So you can get the recording. So they have love for the word of God. They appreciate teachings. A lot of people who are babies and children, you know them by the fact that they don't like teachings. They don't like teaching. They like falling down. They like mentioning somebody's name. Those are the things. So you see that once they hear that one prophet has appeared in one corner, they are there. After 2 years, that prophet passes, another comes. They are roaming. They are children. The Bible says they are tossed to and fro. They are not stable. Carried about by every wind of doctrine. They can't stay in one church. You say, but those who have love for the word of God, they don't value. You know, there are some men of God. When I bring them here, I ask people. How was the service? And based on their spiritual maturity, they all give me an answer. Those that are children, they want me to only bring those that are prophets to this church. Those that are children. Those that are children, when you put somebody on the bill, they'll ask, is he a prophet or is he a teacher? Or are you one of them? You know, they appreciate those that will, you know, have to mention names and do all those nice things. You know that children like signs. They like nice things. Yeah. Anytime we are having service, or we bring a man of God here, or we are having service, you see that my little girl, she will not want to be away. She will not want to go to anybody. She wants to get close to the altar because she wants to see everything. So sometimes I have to drive her away. I said, take her away. She wants to see everything. She likes to see things. I asked the man, but do you like to see things? like to see things like they're always looking for something. But it takes maturity to be interested. You know, I'll bring some other way. Then, when I ask certain people to say that, oh, I love the message he taught. The message was deep. The message was pure. Another person too will not even talk about the message. At all. Said, hey, it's wild though.
You hell.
I'm the one by which level do you belong to?
Besides, we do.
It's just a sign. See, all these months, I've been giving you signs of childhoodness and then babyhoodness. You know, but they have love for the word of God.
That's one when you need one word, Dominion.
Paul says that for when you were supposed to have been taking meat, you are still drinking milk.
Paul said,
don't like preaching, you don't like teaching, you don't like reading your Bible. We also said that they're esteeming earthly things lightly. When you are mature, you esteem earthly things lightly. Like Moses, when he became of age, he said, no, I don't want to be in the group of Pharaoh and his people. I don't want to belong. I want to belong to the children of God, even though that would mean I should suffer. But I still want to belong to the children. Instead of being part of the worldly people and enjoying the pleasures of sin. Those who are in church but are children and babies, when they look at people on the street, they are friends who are not born again, and they look at people that they wish they also had those kind of things, that like they are living that life secretly in their heart. They wish that they too, they are roaming about, clubbing, chilling, having money to ride those cars and, you know, pick girls and do all those things. They wish secretly in their hearts. But those who are matured, they count all those things vanity. And they rather cherish association with God. They cherish being with God. Even though that will mean that Pharaoh will go against them, or they may lose their job or something, or they'll be persecuted. And that was Moses when he became matured. And
we
also said that they are skillful in the word of righteousness. They can interpret scriptures.
Want to
and they can apply scriptures correctly.
I want you to me
they don't quote a scripture and use it to justify their wrongs. I told you, you have people say that I'll give what belongs to Caesar, then they used to justify their wrong.
So because Joseph for Caesar, they are Caesar. Now they are
Amen.
Amen.
And somebody said that even Paul said that Timothy should drink small so that he used to heal his stomach problem.
Paul said Timothy no monsa drink a crana fansa yefnu yare.
Bible say Paul catch Timothy say no monsa drink a crana fansa yefnu yare no. Who yefnu yare? Hey, because you just want to drink.
That's not what no monsa.
Now you have yefnu yare by boss. I the one by who yefnu yare na. So why are you taking the Guinness? Why do you want to drink club? Are you killing any sickness there? Do you know that there are certain traditional medicines in Ghana that when they prepare, they use alcohol to mix it? I don't know why, but it looks like that is what brings the potency of that medicine. So I don't know if that medicine that was given to Timothy when he was sick, that was why there was an element of alcohol in it. Now, most of the drugs that you see in the pharmacy, they have percentage of alcohol. Even the food you are eating, the cake, all the things that you are eating, the percentage of alcohol. So God is a wise man. He has given you the alcohol you need already.
Yes, I didn't know we hear in Yano Yako Pondi amount of that. We hear him.
Oh, the open more. There's already a percentage. Go and take the medicines you have been drinking and check. You see a percentage of alcohol in it. The food you are eating, when they enter, a lot of them produce the alcohol the body already needs. Two dinone. So you don't need to abuse your body and destroy your body and your organs. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Clap your two. I know you don't like what I'm saying, but it's not part of my message. I'm going to say something. It's not part of my message. I don't know why this month I've spoken about alcohol, but more than fornication. Have you realized that? That means that there are some people in the church that may be drinking. May God have mercy on you. Because I talk more about fornication than alcohol, but I don't know why this month. Looks like I've spoken a lot about alcohol. Hey. May God show us mercy. So they don't quote scriptures wrongly to back bad things they want to do. And then write down number 4, the last one.
The last one.
That's what I'm doing from today. Number four. And the last one for adulthood. Because of time, I couldn't teach it last week. Responsible service.
With
maturity comes service. Amen. With maturity comes what?
Service.
When your child is from age 6, 7, right from babyhood, they don't really do anything to contribute to the family, like
so
I told you. But once they start growing up, and they start attaining maturity, you start sending them on errands. You start giving them certain small tasks.
What meaning? You may be sure one inside.
You are washing their dishes. You ask them to rinse.
Oh, from Google, now one him.
You are sweeping. You ask them to go and put the rubbish in the bin.
Oh, bra, now they are more. The one if I go to air ball at.
You tell them, take this money, buy water for me.
But she says, can I talk to mommy?
With maturity comes along responsibility. You start giving them something to do. They start carrying out certain jobs or certain works in order to support. I remember this week, one of my sons, a very young one, who is back from school, was telling me that as he's preparing to go to the university, his parents say that he should go and look for a job. And work small. When the admissions are in, then he can go. I'm sure that this is the first time in his whole life hearing that go and get a job. He has never heard some before. From childhood, everything is, I'm hungry. I want money. I want a shoe. But now that he is turning 18 or 17, for the first time, he has heard something called responsibility. That in as much as we are going to pay your fees for you, you've got to contribute something. You can't wake up as an SS graduate and be sleeping and snoring the whole day and expect that by January, we are paying your bills for you. That is where some of you, your parents will say, carry the things and follow me. Let's go to the market. Tell somebody it's called responsibility. It is not for the baby at the back. It is for the one that is beginning to mature. It's for the one that is beginning to appreciate. It's the one that is beginning to grow. Once you begin to grow, those of you, how many of you here, your parents have started telling you that look for something and add?
You too.
Good. Young people, but already they are embracing responsibility. That is how it is in the realm of the spirit. The moment you begin to grow spiritually, it will start showing forth in your activities for the Lord. In your activities for the Lord. You will start carrying responsibilities for the Lord. You will start doing certain things for the Lord. You will start running certain errands for the church. You will start performing certain duties in the church. You will start doing certain things in the house of the Lord. It is called responsible service.
responsible service. You too, you are contributing something to the church. You too, you are contributing something to the work of God. You just did not come to sit and to listen. But you maybe you came to clean. Maybe you came to usher. Maybe you came to rehearse a song and to sing to support. Maybe you are filming us. Maybe you are controlling the sound. Or maybe you are running one or two errands that benefit the service. When you get to that level, we call it the responsible age. You are beginning to show signs of responsibility. So it is very, very sad to find believers who have been in church for more than 1 year, 2 years, and they are doing nothing. Last week I spoke to the younger people. I said, all of you break yourself into ashes, into this, into that. Why? Because to me, they are beginning to mature. They have to start rendering services. So we started moving some of them. You go to ashes, you go to this, you go to that, you go to that. With maturity comes responsibility. So help me ask the one by you, what do you do for the Lord? What do you do for the Lord? In this church, what do you do for the Lord? What do you do for the kingdom? What are we benefiting from you? We don't benefit anything from a baby. But there are some level of maturity where they bring something home. They clean. They wash. They mop. They are trying to contribute something. It's a sign that your child is growing. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so I am not saying that, if you see anybody doing something, no, it means that the person is mature. But it is one of the signs that comes with maturity. This Saturday, that was yesterday. I came out to see my younger, my first girl outside. She's just 6 years old. She was holding mop stick. She was trying to mop the tiles outside our house. There's a tile in front of us. She was trying to mop it. Nobody sent her. She's showing signs that she wants to mature. Even though I know if I leave her, she will not finish, she will still leave it. But she's beginning to show signs. Now, when you are growing, you begin to show signs that you want to do something. You don't want to do anything to help. We put you in the choir, you never go for rehearsal. We say, join the shepherds, betray, you never join them.
Shepherds, no.
Oh my, be a dickness, you're on the run. We say that come and sweep the church. We need people who clean God's house. Do you know what it means? There is nobody that cleans God's house that God will not clean her own life. There is no one that serves God that God will not service. There is nobody that serves God that God will not service him. As I was coming, my car was giving me an alert. And the car was telling me that it's there with 5 days more. You have to service the car. Now he puts money for my pocket. But he's been counting for like 1 month now. Every day, once you start the engine, he will tell you, welcome, all right, you have 10 days to change. Very, very annoying. In this Africa, Ghana, do we change oil 3 months, private car? But the car is warning me.
Can it catch me?
That is low. It's
3 days.
Yesterday, he told me it's 6. Today, he said 5. Now, we have to look for money by force. And go and service it. I will service it because it serves me. I will service it because it is my legs.
If it breaks down, I've broken down. Wherever I have to get to, I can be in it. I'm more comfortable when I'm moving with my car. Because I can be in it, I can sleep in it, I can change my dress in it, I can do everything in it, and I can go to 5 programs, go to funeral, bury, move, go to naming, go and name, go to engagement, go and preach. I have all my wardrobe in my car. So as a man of God, I need my car than anything. I get what I'm saying. So I will service it not because it's a beautiful car. I will service it because what? Because what? Because what? Will God service you too? Will God have to service you? Will God need to service you? What do you do for him? Like, how important are you for him? How important? If you are not in church on a Sunday, what will we miss?
So one man, sorry, question that.
If we hear that you are bedridden for 1 week, for 1 month, what will we miss?
Now
what? How will the church struggle? What do you do for us?
Then now we are master for you.
God services those who serve Him. Clap your two hands for the Lord. That is one of the signs of maturity. Responsible service. That is what the Bible calls bearing fruits. Bearing fruits. Bearing fruits. In Psalm 1 verse
3.
May you bear fruits from today.
Have
you seen any baby tree bearing fruits before? Have you ever seen a baby tree with like a mango tree they just planted?
So when mango tree, you tree in chair,
and people are already plucking fruits.
Now when it's here,
say na lie.
And see.
Say na lie. It will not happen.
And see.
God will get nothing from a baby Christian. God cannot benefit anything. All that you'll be causing God is troubles. Every day we are calling meeting because of you. Every day, daddy want to see you. Daddy want to see you. Okay, I've heard that you guys are quarreling. Well, what is the problem? All you cause to the kingdom is trouble. You don't add anything to the church. You don't add anything to the kingdom of God.
Unless
you are offended with something. You are crying, disturbing the whole community. I can't stand a baby who cries. Even though I try, it's very difficult. If you are busily working, you will hardly find fault. If you were in the service and you were also going up and down, taking things, arranging, going up, ushering people, you were too busy. Someone is calling, some coming. I'm bringing the water and you are going up and down. When we close the service and we ask that what didn't go well, you will hardly find a problem. You hardly, because you were too busy for God.
Busy simple.
But you know the people who can tell you from beginning to the end where you made mistake. I think at this junction, you people should have sung the song. The one was singing the song. When he got here, he was burning the song. You should have sung it that way. Try going for rehearsals.
What are the rehearsals?
If you were busily doing something in the church, you will not notice it. If you are busily doing something in the church, you will not see where the prayer was not going well and the problems in the church. You will not even notice because
you
see. I was telling the shepherds that when you are not a shepherd and you come to church, especially a day like this when a lot of people didn't come to church, you may just leave and say, oh, well, sorry, you know. And I said, sorry, I said, I need it. Confirm me, Bramba. I was a squad, no more, sir. And I need it. That's what you will say. You will say that a lot of people didn't come to church. That will be your opinion about the
situation.
Then you even ask that, why is it that people didn't come to church? Are they doing something? They are not nice to the people. You will say all sorts of things. Because you have not brought one soul to this place before.
But the moment you start inviting people to the church, the moment you start trying to bring them every day, not once, there you will now start hearing the excuses people give us. The way we can go to their homes and they will swerve us. The way we can iron for them, we can polish for them, we can get them ready only for them to disappear. And we'll be sitting for the day, then their mother will come and say, ah, oh, Chen, why? Oh, me Chen Kojo, why? Kojo. Oh, Kojo, Kojo, video game. Oh. Meanwhile, you thought Kojo was there. Meanwhile, there's a back door behind their house that Kojo has used. You see, when you are busily working with us and winning souls and trying to bring the people back, when you come to church and you see few people, you still thank God. Because you understand how we suffered to get those. You not criticize us that why is it that the church is not growing? You know what it takes to grow 5 people. You know what it takes to have 20 people come to church consistently. Tell somebody join the work. Be busy in the house of God. Be responsible. It will help you to stop criticizing. It will help you to stop complaining.
That won't mean me.
Let me give you a scripture. Verse 3. One go. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in its season. Say its season. What season does trees bring fruit? Their maturity season. Until it matures, it will never give you fruit. You have to work on it over and over till it gets to maturity. When you mature, you can make babies. When you mature, you can bring fruit. When you mature, if you are a baby, you cannot. That's it.
No.
In its season, in its maturity. Somebody here, you are entering into your season of maturity.
Amen.
Oh, your amen can be a better one.
Amen.
Somebody over there, you are entering into your season of maturity.
Amen.
From today, you are beginning to grow. Amen. You are beginning to increase. Amen. You are beginning to enlarge. Amen. Your understanding is increasing.
Amen.
Your wisdom is increasing. Amen. Your fear of God is increasing.
Amen.
Your emotional stability is improving. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Clap your two hands together.
Amen.
Are you learning something?
Yeah.
In this season, it shall begin to bear fruit.
It
shall begin to add to society. It shall begin to benefit man. That brings forth this season, this fruit, where his leaves will not wither, and whatever he doeth shall prosper. He matures and everything will be well for him. Am I speaking to someone? Let me be quick. I have something to do today.
Amen. Amen.
Go to chapter 92. Verse
12.
Everybody read with me. One go.
The righteous.
Oh, come on. Come on. Come on. Some of you are not reading. One go.
The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree.
The righteous shall
flourish
like
a palm tree.
Go on.
He shall grow
like a cedar in Lebanon. He shall do what?
Grow.
May you be the righteous that grows.
Amen.
Oh, I just prophesied over you. I said, may you be the kind of righteous person who grows. May you be the kind of Christian who increases. Who improves spiritually, emotionally. People look at you and say, since you joined that church, you have changed. That means that you are the righteous that is growing.
There
is improvement.
Improvement.
Are you following me?
Yes,
sure. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in
Lebanon.
Go on. What will happen to those who grow? One go. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the court of our God. And what will happen to them? And they shall still bear fruits. Say, I cannot be a child.
to me now, but fra.
Say my fruitfulness is at risk.
As I made my boss one plus.
Your fruitfulness will be at stake if you remain a child.
You cannot bear fruit.
All the good things the Lord deposited in you will be buried. It will not show forth.
Unless
it's that maturing in Christ.
Then
he can hand over the money he wants to give you.
He
can make you a controller of wealth. Without he being afraid that you will mess up. He can hand over a multi-million dollar company into your care. Without being afraid that it will enter into your head. He can make you a mega church pastor. Without you being scared that you become pompous and proud, so that then he can bear fruit in his old. May you bear fruits even as you grow. May you bear fruits even as you mature. May you bear fruits even as you increase. Clap your two hands together and
in his old age, when in pain fearful,
he will bear fruits, and they shall be fresh, and they shall be flourishing. I mean that you keep producing results. I pray that as you engage this mystery, everything that seems unproductive in your life begin to change.
Amen.
I said anything that seems not to be working in your hands, may it begin to change. Any aspect of your life that is not yielding results, may it begin to change.
Amen.
Because spiritually you are growing.
Yes.
Financially you are growing.
In the name of Jesus.
Emotionally you are growing.
In the name of
in
Jesus.
Your soul you are growing.
Yes, Lord.
Receive it in the name of the Lord
I
Jesus.
Receive it.
Receive it in the name of the Lord
I
Jesus.
Receive it.
I declare that nothing shall perish in your life.
Amen.
Clap your two hands and say nothing will stagnate.
Oh
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
He shall flourish.
Yes.
And so that is where you engage in spiritual services.
Sabrim now yet.
Like winning souls. Seriously winning souls. Inviting people to church. Establishing them in the house. Every day you are picking them. You are bringing them. You are teaching them. You are visiting them. You are praying for the church. You are praying for the man of God. You are praying for the ministry. It's a sign of maturity. That is why every Sunday or every service day we make you pray for the church. We make you the member pray for the church.
Bishop
Overseer Simon lead you to pray.
We
are giving you an opportunity to grow. Are you guys what I'm saying at all?
Yes.
You must serve God and serve man. You must serve God. It's a sign of what? Maturity. If you say you are mature spiritually, you are not part of anything. There's nothing that you are doing in this place. There's nothing that you are putting in this place. Amen.
Amen.
For your name is holy. Oh,
holy.
Lord. Pray 1 minute and say, Lord, help me to grow.
For
help me to be responsible. Pray that one prayer in your heart. Help me to grow.
Lord. For your name is holy. Holy,
holy
Lord,
holy Lord, holy Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Clap your two hands together. Come on, do it back.
do it better. Now, 6 steps to spiritual maturity. Write it down quickly. 6 things that when you do, you mature. 6 things that when you engage, you will grow. You will mature. You will do well for the kingdom of God. Number 1, daily commitment to the study of the word of God. Daily commitment to the study of the word of God. Nobody can grow more than the amount of word you inject into your system. Nobody can grow beyond your intake of scripture. You cannot grow beyond your appetite for the word. You cannot grow beyond your word addiction. If you see a man that is addicted to the word, with all probability, that man can grow spiritually. If you see a man that has a love for the word of God, if you see a man that desires the truth of scripture, that man appreciates in the things of the law. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2. Read with me one go. Is that what? As newborn babies. Tell somebody, desire the word. Tell somebody, desire the word. Tell somebody, have an interest in the word. Change the version. Give me NLT. And read it with me, one go. Everybody, one go. Like newborn babies. Like what?
Newborn babies.
And I said, when you become born again, you are born as a what?
Newborn baby.
So like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation. Cry out for this nourishment. Look for the nourishment. It's in the word of God. When you become born again, when you become a spiritual being, your food is the milk of the word. The word of God. The word of scripture. It is not just something that accompanies you to church. It is not something that you use to drive away witches from your house by placing it on your bed.
Now they are two parcel.
It is your food. I said it's your... It is your... Some of you use the Bible as... whether it's a charm or whatever. So you put it on your bed. How many of you have seen that before? When they give birth to a baby in Africa, they put Bible by the side of the baby. And then they tie their hands with amulets. They are doing all the two. They don't know which one work. So their grandmother said they should tie something. So they will tie it.
The
mother too is a rescue member, so he will put the Bible under them. They are doing all the two. The Bible is not for that purpose. The Bible is it doesn't drive away witches. It is the word in it that is spoken from your mouth. It is the word of faith which is in our mouth, not in the Bible. The word of faith in our mouth that we speak. It is what drives away witches. It is what gives us victory. But this is the victory. Even our faith, the word in our mouth, it is what gives us that victory. I guess what I'm saying. So we don't just carry it around. Even this generation, you don't even belong to the people who carry it around. It was the previous generation. How many of you got Bibles here? I just got one. You are an old school Christian. Keep it up, eh? Keep it up. This is the current level Christian. She's reading her Bible on her phone. I'm preaching for my tablets. This is Gen Z generation. I'm not against it. The word is not about being on a material. Do you understand?
Yeah.
It must be in your heart.
You
must eat it.
You
must eat it. You must eat it. You must hide it. Thy word have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against
you.
Tell somebody, hide the word in your heart. Because newborn babies can only do well if they are connected to milk. So Christians can only do well if they are connected to the word of God. So if you don't read the Bible and study it,
one can't trust them. No one in school.
Don't give yourself to study. You have it on your phone, but you don't.
You
spend more time on Facebook reels and
I'm Facebook now share videos.
Even when you try to read your Bible, that's why reading your Bible on your phone and your tablet is not an effective way if you are online.
Also,
as you are reading,
what kind of
alerts are coming?
Message.
So Charlie, you must bring a distinction. When you are studying, then turn off your data. Otherwise, go for your hard Bible. I don't read my Bible on my tablet. I use my real Bible. So that nobody would distract me with a phone call.
It will be my friend.
As newborn, a desire. A child doesn't care whether you are on a bus or you are in a car. It will cry for milk.
He
doesn't care what time it is. It will cry for milk.
Obesu.
So when you are a child or you are born again, your survival is the word of God. Acts chapter 20 verse 32. So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance. You must first be built up before you qualify for inheritance. That's what Galatians 4:1 told us. You must first be built up. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. Charlie, I know you have become born again. But today, I am not commending just God to you. I'm commending the word of God. Because a lot of people here claim they are born again, but they don't eat the word of God.
There
is no passage of scripture they remember they have ever studied. Lift up your hands and say, help me, Lord. Say, Lord, give me a desire for your word. Say, Lord, give me a desire for the word of God. He said, I commend you to God, to the word of his grace. The word of his grace, which is able to build you, that means which is able to cause you to grow. So it is the word of God that will make you grow. Start reading from the Gospel of John. I like being practical, so I'll not just say go and read the Bible. I say start from where? The Gospel of John. If you are a new member here, you want to start the journey I'm talking to you about to grow, I just start from the God. Don't start from Matthew.
Man shall say from Matthew.
Because you stop reading the Bible in chapter 1.
And Chebian will judge yourself, man.
Bible, and yet I said it. As for Bible, where I read, it's not nice. Don't start from Genesis. Some of you, when you say you're going to start Bible, then you go to Genesis chapter 1. You. What are you going to do there? What are you going to do there? It is only the RME you did in school that will keep you for chapter 1. But I can promise you, after you start entering into the hard stories, you will give up. Go to John. Everybody, tell somebody about you. Go to John. Start the journey from John. Read John. And then after John, you can go to other softer. There's a go and study the stories of Jesus. From John, you can now go to Mark. Go to Mark. Study the stories of Jesus. John will help you to know about Jesus, his divinity, his humanity, and his service. John, especially his divinity, where Jesus came from, who he was, and all that. John will tell you. And as a newborn baby, what you need is to know Jesus. So don't go to Job. I said, don't go where?
Go Job.
Wait. is gradually. Don't go to Leviticus. Because some of you, if you start Leviticus, you may not finish that journey. You ask whether you are in a shrine or where are you? Because you'll be talking about blood sacrifice and bull and sheep, and you'll be confused. Because especially if you are coming from a home where there are shrines, you will feel you are in your father's shrine. So when you are a newborn baby, we start the journey from the book of
John.
Shout from the back, the book of
John.
Then you now start reading the Gospels. John is part of the Gospels anyway, but start from John. You look at Mark. When you go to Mark, Mark will tell you, it will help you to know the miracles of Jesus, the works of Jesus. The works, the works of Jesus, they are loaded in Mark. Amen.
Amen.
And so when you go to Mark, you begin to see that actually Jesus is powerful like that. He's a champion. He's powerful. You see all his works right from chapter 1, miracles. Mark was written for miracles. From there, you can go to Luke. You can go to Matthew. You can keep going and going and going. And then you enter into Acts. Then you go to Romans. Then you keep going. Small. Then you can now be adding Old Testament small. That's why those days, when the missionaries come to Ghana, what do they share? New Testament. They share New Testament because you can easily grow in that part of the scripture or that part of the Bible than the old. The old can worry a lot of people when they don't have good understanding. The time you go and read that them, Abraham had how many wives and this, that. You come and ask your pastor, daddy. Please, you go to New Testament. Answer. When you have a better understanding, we can now go and explain to you why they were God's children. They had three wives and four wives. And then we'll give you Daddy Lumbes example. Then you tell us who is wise, whether God or human being. So the word of God, go into it. Go into it. Psalm 1 verse 2. His delight is in the law of the Lord. In the law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruits in this season. So if you give yourself to the reading of the word of God day and night, you'll be like a tree. You'll grow. Colossians 3 verse 16 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. So if the word of Christ will dwell in you richly, then you must read it. You must study it. That will help you to be able to communicate life. Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18 that the word of God is like a mirror. As we keep looking into it, gradually we are being changed to be what we are reading. That's spiritual maturity. Then James 1 verse 23. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man looking in his face in the mirror. But he observes himself, goes away, and he forgets. Because the word of God is a mirror. As you keep reading it, you are seeing how your face is looking. And you are changing. You are changing things. You are pulling things. Because the word of God is helping you to know that. Change this life. Change this thing. Push this one here. Because you are always reading the Bible. And it is correcting you. And it is correcting you. It is correcting you. Tell somebody the Bible is your mirror. When you read it, you must see yourself in it. Otherwise, you must keep changing. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Number two. Daily commitment to a personal prayer life. For you to grow spiritually,
You must have a consistent prayer life. As a beginner, at least you must observe not less than 15 minutes prayer. As a beginner, spend at least 15 minutes praying. As at least a child of a certain level, 30 minutes. Then by the time you start growing and serving the Lord,
now
Jesus says that, could you not wait with me 1 hour?
That
means that by the time you become a real disciple of Jesus, at least you must pray 1 hour a day. How many of you are real disciples of Jesus? You think you are following Jesus. It's not today you are hearing about him, but you are following him. Then you should be praying not less than an hour a day. So if you can't make at least 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes in the evening, you can try. Or 15, afternoon 15, another 15, and then late evening
15.
At least have 1 hour of prayer. That is what Jesus said. Acts chapter 2 verse 42. Bible says that the New Testament church, they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. So the New Testament church, what helped them to grow was not just the word of God, but also in prayers. In prayers. That is why in Mark chapter 1 verse 35, Bible says that now in the morning, great while before everybody woke up, Jesus left the disciples and went to a quiet place, and there he prayed. That is the secret to maturity. Tap somebody and tell him the secret to your growth is in your prayer life. If you give yourself to prayer, you are giving yourself to growth. You are spending time with Jesus. And you begin to look like Jesus. When you were in Sunday school, you were taught the secret to growth. It was in a song, isn't it? What was that song? Read your Bible, pray every day, pray every day, pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day, if you want to grow. You see that some of you did not sing it. Why did not sing it? Did not sing it because you think you are mature. You think it's for children?
What did you say? I'm afraid.
Or,
and I say,
you did not sing it because you never went to Bible school. You never went to Sunday school.
One twist and say, one called children's school.
So you have never heard it before.
You won't say that.
Amen.
Amen.
But don't think it is a song for children. Just like it's a song for children.
You say I'm crying.
It's not just physical joy. It's a song for spiritual children,
Ankasa,
for them to understand how they will grow. Rise to your feet and sing that song to remind yourself again. Afterwards, you will sit down again for 5 minutes. Are you ready to sing it?
Am I ready to be too?
Oh, I've taken you to Sunday school.
And I'm the work of Sunday school.
I want you to remember when you live here.
That's
the secret to your growth, number one, is the word of God. And number two, is prayer life. Pray before you leave home. Pray before you sleep. Spend time with God in prayer. At least 15 minutes before you lock your door. Hold the hands of your children and pray with them before they leave home. Are you ready to sing the song now? or you are too old. How many of you are too old? Lift up your hand, let you sit down. One go.
Read your Bible. Pray every day. Read your Bible. Pray every day. If you want.
If you see that the person is not singing, they're proud people. You see, they are not singing. They think they are mature.
Read your Bible. Pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day if you want to grow.
Ah, okay, so they have action song.
If you want
everybody
to grow.
I said everybody do some, don't be proud. You are no more matured or better than me. So do it.
Hallelujah. Read your Bible, pray every day. Pray every day. If you want to grow.
Now face your partner.
If you want,
tell him
to grow.
You are preaching.
If you want to grow. Hallelujah. Read your Bible. Pray every day. Read your Bible. Pray every day if you want.
Look for another person, a stubborn person. Look for a stubborn person.
If you want to grow. If you want to grow. Hallelujah. Read your Bible. Pray every day. Read your Bible. Pray every day if you want to do.
Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Are you happy?
When you
have did you preach? You have preached to somebody. Hallelujah.
Now take back your seat as I close. Write the last one down. Love. The last one is walk in love. Walk in love. Ephesians 4 verse 15. Walk in love. Walk in love. You only grow by walking in love. Alright. Clap your two hands for the Lord. I'll do the rest of the three or four next. Clap your two hands. Bow down your heads wherever you are.
Yes, see a in your mom. Bow down your heads.
There is power in your name.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.